Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us. An abbreviated edition leading into Penn State basketball at the bottom of the hour at the Jordan Center as the Nittany Lions take on Minnesota. This is the makeup game for the one that was postponed in January where Minnesota couldn't make it here for COVID reasons. So this is where they put the game, and it leads into Penn State basketball 3:30, then 4 o'clock will be the tip-off. Lady Line basketball tonight at 7 against Nebraska, all in the Jordan Center this evening. So that's why we have a half-hour show today, but we're going to make it worth it for you. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And not only that, but a fabulous service department that makes this really one-stop shopping for your vehicle. They can take care of inspections with ease, routine with ease, diagnostics with ease. It's one-stop vehicle shopping. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll talk with Grant Haley, former Nittany Lion and now a Super Bowl winner with the Los Angeles Rams. We'll get his perspective on the Super Bowl. He played in the game, and we'll get his thoughts on what we saw on Sunday in Los Angeles. Before we get to that, Penn State basketball is today. I want to revisit from Tuesday night with John Hara. And it's not that, you know, John had 16 points, 16 rebounds. But I want you to listen to the character in this man, the leadership ability in this man, the desire in this man that has endeared him to Penn State fans, to his teammates, to his coaching staff, and why opposing coaches respect him so much. This is John Hara. Because the first question I asked him was, hey, look, you played like a guy tonight who acted as if, look, I've had enough, right? And he played like he had enough.
Yeah, I mean, someone sent me a picture of a tweet that I lost 33 games as a Penn Stater by less than 2 points or something like that. By less than one possession.
Yep.
And that just sat with me. Those 33 games are NCAA tournament bids, because I'm sure a bunch of them were in a season. So, I mean, I got limited time here. I'm trying to – my message to everyone is, like, we have more to give. Like, I'm trying to show up to the BJC 6:30 every morning, like, work out. I have more to give to this program, and if I can bring along my teammates and my staff, like – we got more to give. You got more to give, Steve Jones. And you know it. You know it. I'm challenging everyone. We all got more to give.
I and I'll throw 33 of those. So, yeah, I got more to give.
He's been here.
We got more to give. We do. I just – that mindset is that it's you're taking accountability of your own actions when you say you have more to give. Because it's hard. Like, you're like, oh, man, I feel sorry for myself. Like, during the layup lines, like – everyone just felt sorry. We have more to give. Go up and dunk it. Get a sweat and layup lines, like little stuff like that. You got more to give, Steve Jones. I'm going to text you that.
Okay. You better text
every
it to
morning.
Me. It'll challenge. Now I feel challenged.
You should.
John, I think if I have this right, you're down to, let's see, Thursday, then 2 games next week in this building.
And
right?
I'm done.
Only 3 to go. Really? You're not, no sixth year for you?
No. I'll just be sleeping in the locker room until May. And May 10th when I graduate. And then I'll be done.
What do you want out of these last couple of weeks and then the trip to Indianapolis and hopefully some kind of keep playing somewhere some way?
I've just been smiling in the gym. I talked with my roommate, like, we have limited time as a group. Like, I just got to find my joy. Just keep smiling, and if I keep showing up and keep giving more every day, I'll go home, live with the results. But that's my mindset right now. Smile and enjoy my teammates and my staff because we only got limited time left.
Yeah, John started his career with a postseason championship in the NIT. And I know, I mean, you would have been in it obviously 2 years ago and didn't get the opportunity, that you want to find a way to keep. You just want to keep playing until they think
no
there's
doubt.
No more games.
No doubt.
Well, we'll let you now go back to the locker room, go back to sleep.
Appreciate it. Got 8 a.m. econ tomorrow. Let's go.
Well, he's not asleep now because the Nittany Lions are going to be playing at 4 o'clock here at the top of the hour. We'll come back. We'll talk with Grant Haley of the L.A. Rams, the Super Bowl champion Rams, in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Fabulous service department, inspections, routine diagnostics. They handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Bottom of the hour, we go to the Jordan Center, Penn State, Minnesota. But before we get to that, we bring in from the Super Bowl champion, Los Angeles Rams, the Nittany Lions own Grant Haley. Grant, great to have you with us.
How's it going, Steve? It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice. Congratulations.
All right. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. And let's get to, I have always respected players such as yourself that can that just keep their careers alive. You were able to keep yours alive by getting to the Rams. How did that evolve that got you to the Rams?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, from the beginning of the season, I had the training camp in New Orleans, and, you know, things didn't go out as, you know, the way I wanted to. And, you know, God had different plans for me. And, you know, I sat at home for about 6-7 weeks. And, in those 6-7 weeks, I had about 8 different workouts. So, you know, it was, you know, I was trying to just, you know, find a way, get an opportunity, get in the door, you know, because, you know, I just felt like, you know, me as a player, and, you know, as a person, I feel like I could help any team, you know, whether it was on scout team or, you know, actually getting to contribute. But, you know, I got the opportunity to come out here and be on the practice squad, and, you know, kind of the rest is history now.
Once you walked in there and looked around and saw, now we see the names, you get to participate with the names. When you started to see that talent, what was your first impression seeing it up close?
No, I think especially when you hear the names and, you know, I got the opportunity to come here, I was like, oh, you know, I told my girl, I was like, I think, you know, this team has a chance to win a Super Bowl, you know, back in October. And I said, you know, this would be a pretty cool ride. And, you know, getting here and actually, you know, kind of being around, you know, great guys like Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, you know, those are guys that, you know, are at, you know, the top of the game. And, you know, you watch them for so many years, and just having a, you know, the opportunity to go out them and play with them and, you know, go to battle with them. It's cool from a football aspect, obviously, you know, growing up as a football fan, but, you know, the people and the individuals and the leadership qualities they have, I think, you know, that's what, you know, kind of stuck out to me about those men, you know, that, you know, you look at as stars, you know, not just because of their play on the field, but, you know, the leadership they have to, you know, help a team, you know, complete their dreams.
What did it mean to your comfort level that Nick Scott was there?
Oh, I think it was amazing. You know, it was just a great, you know, me and Nick came in 2014 together at Penn State. And, you know, our careers, you know, went different paths. And, you know, I was just so excited, you know, to just even, you know, have somebody else familiar with. You know, the apartment I lived on, him and his wife lived above on the floor above me. So it was just, you know, came full circle. And, you know, the way, you know, his career has happened, and especially this year, and I couldn't be more proud, you know, for him and the success that he had this playoffs. And, yeah, you know, it's exciting, you know, to, you know, do that with somebody you've kind of known for so long. And, you know, I had ups and downs at Penn State with, you know, on and off the field and life. So it was a blessing.
You know, the game's over. And, of course, the first thing I'm going to think of would be, of course, you and Nick. And then when I thought about you, I thought about your parents. What did you think of in that moment at the end? And when did you start reflecting on how you got there and about them?
No, I think I've been reflecting, obviously, these last 2 weeks, you know, leading up to the game. And, you know, I sent my mom a text message just you know, really just I just want to say thank you, you know, for, you know, everything, you know, the years, the miles, you know, all the tears that, you know, what she's been through, you know, with her own health. And, you know, it's just a blessing to, you know, have her in my corner. And, you know, and in terms of my father, obviously, you know, it was a very bittersweet moment.
Yeah, I think tough.
For me, it was just, you know, it was a lot of things that happened this year, and it was just a blessing to go out there and, you know, finish one. And, you know, he may not have been there, you know, physically, right, but I felt his presence in my heart.
That's why I thought about your parents, because of everything you've been through to get to this point. So that was something that, you know, for whatever, you cross paths with people and you get to know them a little bit along the way.
Exactly.
The 15-play drive, all right? You're over there on the sideline wearing your 46. You've been running down on special teams, but you're losing. All right. Take me through your emotions on the 15-play drive, and particularly the Cooper Kupp play where they ran the reverse on fourth down to get the first down.
Well, you know what's funny is that was a play I watched in practice all week, and, you know, I was wondering, you know, when they were going to run it, and that fourth and one situation was a key moment, you know. And, you know, I feel like you put the ball in the hands of some of your best players, and, you know, Coop is, I mean, he has had a historic season. So, you know, if you're going to trust somebody with the ball in his hands, I'm going to trust Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford. So, and, you know, it just shows, you know, I mean, Matthew Stafford's been doing this for a long time. He's got a lot of fourth quarter comeback wins, and, you know, just to kind of witness that and be in the moment and just, you know, obviously it was stressful on the sideline, but I do think, you know, I had the utmost faith in, you know, offense, you know, going out there and scoring that winning touchdown.
What was it like for you to stand? Everybody gets a chance to hold the trophy. What was it like when you had your opportunity to hold it, and what ran through your mind?
You know, it's something you dream about. I think I dreamed about this moment since I was a kid, but, you know, sometimes even in your wildest dreams, you don't know if you ever truly believe it. But, you know, kind of, you know, just having to hold that trophy and, like, being able to really let that moment sink in, I think it's something that, you know, pictures are worth a thousand words, but, I mean, that's a moment that, you know, will be in my heart for forever.
Yeah, obviously. So now when you reflect on all that, what did the Penn State experience mean to your journey?
Well, it means everything. I mean, you know, Coach Franklin, Coach Smith, you know, those, you know, guys have seen me since I was, you know, an 18-year-old kid, you know, and have you know, kind of helped mold me, you know, with different values, the core values that Coach Franklin reiterates every single day. And, you know, Coach Smith just as a mentor for me, you know, not just as a football player, but, you know, as, you know, a man, and him truly showing me what Penn State is and the history, the sacrifices of, you know, what this journey has, you know, is truly about. And, you know, it makes it all worthwhile. Like, you know, Penn State, you know, has taught me that it's just more than about football. You know, it's about, you know, family, life, you know, it's how you, football is just a game, but, you know, the people you get to interact with, you know, is it what makes it truly special.
I do have to ask you though, as when you watch Aaron Donald every day, and you're around him every day, what makes him a separator as a guy that knows the profession like you do? What makes him a separator out there?
Well, besides his play, it's just
and you know, you're around him in practice, you're around him in the locker room, and you're around him when they're playing games. What makes him a separator in your mind?
Just he is physically gifted, but, you know, that's one thing is everyone. You know, everyone is, you know, gifted and, you know, at this level, at the professional level.
Right.
But, you know, the hard work and the leadership qualities, it's unmatched. He is one of the greatest defensive players ever on the field, but he's also one of the greatest, you know, captains and leaders. You know, I don't think we truly, like, give him his flowers, but, you know, the path that he's been through and to just be so dominant every single day in and day out, you know, there's – it's not just by mistake. And, you know, I think, you know, I get to witness it, and just the effort he puts in day in and day out in meetings on the practice field, like in the weight room. He is crazy in the weight room, I will say that, like every single day. So it's a blessing to be able to see that.
Well, he has a ring with Penn State as a Big Ten champion, in part because everybody talks about Ohio State, but let's never forget he and Marcus Allen combining on Corey Clement on that fourth down play in the Big Ten title game, and now he has a Super Bowl ring. And off the field, I can tell everybody Grant Haley's a champion, whether he has a ring or not. Grant, thank you so much. Appreciate you, and thanks for the time. Enjoy the parade.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you. It's good to hear your voice, and I hope to see you guys when I'm back at Penn State, man. We are.
Grant Haley, former Nittany Lion, now a Super Bowl champion with the Los Angeles Rams. And yes, Grant did play in the game. He was in on several special teams plays during Sunday's game and the victory over the Bengals. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the all-important Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Fabulous service department that makes this one-stop vehicle shopping. Inspections, routine diagnostics, they handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Head to the bottom of the hour, and off to the Jordan Center we go. The Nittany Lion basketball team looks to make it two in a row as they take on Minnesota in the rematch from the game 5 days ago here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.